Are you yearning to reignite that flame? Longing for a second chance with the one who holds your heart? Look no further than the ABCs to Getting Back program, your beacon of hope in the world of relationships. As a devoted dating and relationship coach, I've crafted a roadmap just for you, an exclusive pathway toward rekindling passion, fostering understanding, and reestablishing the profound connection you've been missing. Your story doesn't end here. You don't have to spend another night wondering what went wrong or wondering what if. It's time to script a new chapter in your life. Discover the ABCs to Get Him Back program. It is proven to work and will bring you amazing results too. Don't wait. Visit my website, everheartcoaching.com, or click in the link below. Your happily ever after is within reach. You're listening to This Podcast Is For Women, episode number 68 and part one of
Breakups and Relationships, My Complete Hail Mary Pass Explained. This is going to be a two-part series discussing all the ins and outs and nuances of the Hail Mary Pass, which is something that I go over much more in depth in my ABCs to Get Him Back program. The Hail Mary Pass is a three-month cycle or process where you do specific steps, routines, things that get your energy into the right vibration before you ultimately reach out to your ex. And you're reaching out to him in hopes of reconnecting, not having an instant relationship. You may already be texting and going back and forth a little bit. That's okay. It's a fine line between reconnecting and being someone's surrogate. But the Hail Mary Pass has been proven to work, and the work that you do to prepare for it is the really amazing part, in my opinion, because it truly does change your life. I teach it in the ABCs to Get Him Back program. I talk about it in a ton of my YouTube videos, but in this episode, I am going to do my best to explain the Hail Mary Pass, why it works, how to do it, when to do it, and what is involved. Now, like I said, I'm going to do my best to explain the Hail Mary Pass because, as with any situation, what you're going through is nuanced. Sometimes the man reaches out before the Hail Mary Pass. Sometimes you've already reached out. Look, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but if you are in any type of breakup situation, you have a good friend or a girlfriend who is going through a breakup, and you want to understand how to actually reconnect with the man in a way that's going to lead to long-term happiness and a healthy relationship that isn't 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days, no contact. As you know, I am not a fan of no contact. So I'll address all of that in this episode, and be sure to share it with someone you love and care about that wants to understand a little bit more about reconnecting with a man you really want to be with. Now, before I go any further, I must address that I've received a few emails from women who say, I need more information on a relationship, not a breakup, but how to keep my man pursuing me and my love healthy and strong in a relationship. So I actually have that integrated into all of my programs. I really work to create programs that will work for everyone. Now, of course, when you are in a relationship and you've had a tiff or an argument or a breakup, the waiting time is much shorter than an actual breakup with your partner where you are going separate ways. So, for example, it's nuanced in terms of time parameters, such as if you and your husband have gotten into an argument, I really don't recommend going more than 24 hours without speaking and working on problem solving. You do not abandon one another whenever there is a problem or something goes wrong. The Hail Mary Pass is a three-month cycle. That's right. It's a three-month cycle and process. So it's very different, but what you do is actually very similar. So whether you're in a relationship or you're broken up or whatever you may be going through, I believe this episode will be high value to anyone that's interested, even if you've worked the ABCs or just for future knowledge. I'm going to share a lot of great insight into why my Hail Mary Pass works and what it's all about. Now, for those of you in a relationship and you're coupled and partnered, I don't talk about them much, but I have two programs that would be highly beneficial for you, and that is Fem Diamond and Fem for Relationships. They are both on my website. The links are below. They do a deep dive into relationships and the unfolding of the day-to-day events, whether you're committed or wanting commitment, you're in a relationship. It is a master's class in relationships, going into a deeper problem-solving area versus just, I want to get this person back into my life. And let me tell you, I say that very lightly because the Hail Mary pass, it's deep. It's a lot of work reconnecting with someone you love that you have lost for one reason or another, or just really want back in your life. You want to give it another try. There was some type of misunderstanding. Something went wrong. It really is the type of thing that keeps you awake at night and wondering if there is just anything else you could do or say to make that relationship work out or to improve it or learn from it so you can at least heal and move on from your life. So worry not, I'm going to share all of that with you in this episode to the best of my abilities. Let's take a quick break and I'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, let's get started with the Hail Mary pass. Again, it's a 3-month cycle or process. The first place I get everyone to start with is the man that you want back in your life, the man you're pining for, the man you want to reconnect with. Is this truly your dream relationship? Such an important place to start because you want to see the man for who he really is, what he is capable of, and make sure you're not having a little fantasy relationship. Wounded inner girls are great at having fantasy relationships with men where somehow you break up and everything's just going to be different when you get back together, or you break up and all you remember are the beautiful, amazing things, or you start quantum dating and you're just attracting men that are so wrong for you. It's really disappointing, and you start to look at that old relationship, the previous relationship, through rose-colored glasses, and everything just seems like it felt so wonderful and perfect and comforting. So I have been told the old adage that even poop feels warm and comfortable. So I want you to click the video below where I get you to go deeper into, is this your dream guy? Because immediately, if you're missing someone, you're pining for him, you're like, yes, this is my dream guy. I can skip that part. And I'm also not trying to convince you that this guy is wrong for you. This is the first most important part of the Hail Mary pass, and that is changing up your energy, changing up your vibe. If we don't get you clear that this man was wrong for you, he wouldn't commit, he wasn't there for you, he wasn't dependable, he was breaking up with you every other day, he was having tantrums, he just had a million excuses, whatever it is, you had a big argument, you had a big blow up, what went wrong? And is this your dream guy, the way he handled it, the way he deals with stress, disappointment, arguments? Does he storm off and abandon you for days? Does he pout and throw tantrums? Does he go sleep with someone new? How does he cope? And is that really your dream guy? Now, I want you to focus on the word, my dream guy, because there is a man out there that is suited for you and can handle whatever it is you and your ex went through, can actually handle it and cope with it, and it might be your guy. So is he that way right now? Yes or no? The way he is right now, is he my dream guy? Yes or no? That's where it all starts. Once you begin this process and you start doing the steps and the tools, instead of pining for the man that was wrong for you, we're going to begin focusing on the characteristics that you want in the future. So yes or no, is he your dream guy? Did he show up perfectly? Probably not if you guys are broken up. But remember, he can change. The best way to send him energy that is loving and healing and positive is not by pining for the broken relationship and pining for the broken man or the man who couldn't get his act together and couldn't commit. We don't want your energy focused there. We want it focused on what it is you truly do want. I've mentioned many times about the artist who love bombed me very soon after my separation with my first husband. And when he walked out of my life, I failed to see how up and down and all over the place this guy was. He would have crying jags. He would abandon me and just disappear for days. And it was truly narcissistic abuse. It was a type of abuse where he knew I would be so hungry and craving him to return. And look, I don't know if guys do this on purpose. I don't know if this is how they cope and it's totally unhealthy. But that was not my dream guy, but I refused to look at that. I was just like, I want him back. I'm just meeting bad guys. I was just desperate. I want him back. And I've been doing this work and stuffing down my feelings. I was just in a panic about the deal that I failed to remind myself, like, this guy had major problems with his emotions. And I was not up for that. And that is not my dream guy. I don't want to be anyone's therapist or the person who they get to abandon or their target of blame. That is not what I wanted. Yes, I loved him. I missed the sex. I missed the companionship. I missed all the things that we did, because this next part is where you have to realize your life has changed. Your life has really, in a way, shifted. You've lost friendships. You've lost a schedule, a routine. I literally went from feeling like a somebody to a nobody. So now that you've gotten clear on, is this my dream guy? See him for what it really is. Understanding it is easier to remain stuck in a past relationship, idealizing, pining, and being hopeful for a man where things didn't work out, than starting something new. You're starting down a new path right now, whether you want to or not. That includes dating new people, getting triggered like crazy, getting turned down. This is what you're going to have to experience. As much as we want a perfectly little scrubbed, clean experience, that's not how life works. We're here to experience all the highs and the lows. The more you cling to a past that wasn't working, the more you get stuck in the lows, because you will attract men, circumstances, and situations that are attracted to energy of someone who is stuck. So step one, get very clear. Is this my dream guy? Listen to that part over and over again. If you need reminders on what it takes to really see the relationship for what it is, and also click that video link below. The second thing I want to share about the Hail Mary pass is why. Why do we do this Hail Mary pass? What's the purpose of it? It is a process. It's like a cycle, as I was saying. It is going to provide you with answers. It will take some preparation. It will help your energy, that energy that you're having, get it off the man and in a new direction. You'll get to have some time to prepare what you'd like to say when that time happens. And you actually will have the power to decide whether or not you're going to keep this man as an option in your life, or if you're going to move on. A surprising amount of women, once they do the Hail Mary pass, they get the guy back into their life, they are not interested. They can see that he hasn't changed. Meanwhile, they've done the work, the very difficult work.
Are you yearning to reignite that flame? Longing for a second chance with the one who holds your heart? Look no further than the ABCs to Get Him Back program, your beacon of hope in the world of relationships. As a devoted dating and relationship coach, I've crafted a roadmap just for you, an exclusive pathway toward rekindling passion, fostering understanding, and reestablishing the profound connection you've been missing. Your story doesn't end here. You don't have to spend another night wondering what went wrong or wondering what if. It's time to script a new chapter in your life. Discover the ABCs to Get Him Back program. It is proven to work and will bring you amazing results too. Don't wait. Visit my website, everheartcoaching.com, or click in the link below. Your happily ever after is within reach.
So as I mentioned before, the Hail Mary Pass is a 3-month process, but let's talk a little bit about why you want to do this process and how it's different from no contact. So the Hail Mary Pass will really give you answers and clarity that you need to either move on with your life, decide that this man is not right for you, which happens an amazing amount of the time. You actually get the guy back, you have a few more dates, and you realize, I've changed, I've grown, but this guy, it's the same drama. It's the same things going on that we had before. So he didn't make a lot of improvements on his end. That happens a lot. Another thing that happens is as you're gearing up for your Hail Mary pass, such as my situation with my now husband, Jeff, and I was about 2 or 3 days shy of it ending when he actually came a knocking on my door. So sometimes the man will just reappear back into your life right before that 3-month process. And this is why you want to do this energy work that we will be doing in that 3-month cycle of the Hail Mary Pass. The Hail Mary Pass also takes some preparing. You want to get ready for it, what you're going to say, and how you're going to eventually reconnect with your man. So what you do in that 3-month process is what I teach you in the ABCs to Get Him Back about quantum dating, how to date like a high-value feminine energy woman. I include exercises and meditations and visualizations that really help you raise your energy from this place of brokenhearted and pining for what didn't work ultimately to moving on forward into the future, because the solution is in the future. The solution is not in the past. And as you're growing and evolving, you are becoming this woman who will align with your man if he gets called back and you are both in alignment. Maybe you've exceeded him or passed him, or you realize his energy is just not right for you, or he just says no. And that's the most difficult part, is accepting the man's no, going through all of this work, and maybe things won't work out with him. But even so, even then, I am confident you will be in such a different place mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and in alignment with what you want, that it will feel so different to you, as it did with myself and the artist. So I'm going to do a quick run through of how the Hail Mary Pass works. It starts off with the breakup, the split up. At some point, the relationship ends. It is so good to ask yourself, why did it end? And don't lie to yourself. So with the artist, I was like so confused. Why was he just deciding one day to walk over and say, I don't want to be in a relationship anymore? But deep down, I knew the answer. That was the truth. The guy couldn't do a relationship. He wasn't emotionally equipped or available. And I also think he had a lot of fears about me breaking up with him. And he had to just somehow beat me to it. And again, you have to have some sort of big time psychological problems to do this to someone, to not believe in your skills and your problem solving and that you can work a relationship out. I think also deep down, he probably knew I wasn't right for him. I'm a real go-getter. I'm a powerful dynamite woman. I am in a different world than him. And I don't think he really would have been able to keep up. Or if he was keeping up, he would never feel good enough or that he was enough. And it's so, so sad if that's the case, but a lot of men can't and they can't maintain. So deep down, know why the relationship ended. Just know it, be honest about it. The next step is to get your energy off this man as much as possible. And this means quantum dating. And it never fails, I will get an email from a very urgent woman, or I will have a very urgent person join iHeart Love Academy, where I provide coaching and I have 5 other coaches. I teach classes. Check it out. Very helpful when you're going through a breakup. But they will come to me, so urgent. I don't want a quantum date. Tell me how to get my guy back. And I'm like, well, it's a process. if I could wave a magic wand and you would get that person back, you would get a stagecoach that would turn into a pumpkin at midnight. And that won't work again. You're going to be right back where you were. And maybe that has already happened to you. You had a few breakups. You got back together and you just kept hitting repeat on this situation. So this is about quantum dating. Why do you want to quantum date? What is it? How do you do it? Quantum dating is about getting in alignment with what you want in a partner and being open to that happening in the universe. Now, at first, you may attract men that are actually drawn to that breakup energy you've got, that down in the dumps energy, or the energy where you're just still missing and pining for your ex. They can feel it. Men are way more sensitive than we give them credit for. So keep that in mind. And when you go on a date, you just want to be open and have the energy of, I'm just here to practice and see if this man brings me a message or if he brings me a gift. Sometimes men bring us messages about ourselves. They reflect something to us about ourselves or another situation. I will never forget a date. It was actually a phone date I went on with this guy right after the artist and I broke up. And the guy immediately started telling me about what he was doing with his life and the problems he was encountering out in California. And I immediately started helping him and correcting him and offering him advice. And I could just feel it, that energy draining. And I was like, oh gosh, this is it. This is what I need to learn. How do I stop doing this? And what do I do instead? What do I even have to talk about? So I created the dating tracker that's in the VIP library that helps you keep up with the energy you're receiving from men, what they're showing you, the gift they're bringing you. They're giving you some sort of awakening. They're giving you an opportunity to practice any skills that weren't working for you in the previous relationship. You're now going to be able to fine-tune your communication, your feminine energy, your boundary. You're going to have lots of practice. These men are, in a way, free therapy. You don't have to pay any money. In fact, they'll probably buy your coffee in most cases, and you will actually just get to lean back and see what you're attracting and what the universe is bringing to you. It is completely normal to get totally down in the dumps from time to time. Don't date too much. Don't date too fast. Don't overwhelm yourself with four different dating apps, because that's a type of self-sabotage. Are you self-sabotaging in a relationship? Are you wanting a super fast solution, a quick fix? Are you wanting your pain taken away instantly? Are you claiming to be dealing with the pain and your feelings, but really, you're just jam-packed filling up your schedule so you don't have time to feel? You truly must thaw out from that past relationship. Take a couple of weeks or a month or so before you do start quantum dating, if you want to. But as soon as you can, start communicating with men online, because as you know, and I teach in the ABCs, I teach this in Fem Tools for Dating, it takes a little while to go from like, hi, great profile, I'm intrigued, and getting a response, getting that phone call, going on that first coffee date. It's a process. So you can start that at any time. You can start writing your profile at any time. You're beginning that process, even if you're thawing out. But you have to get out there and quantum date. Now, chances are you will begin to meet some men that want to worship you and are totally into you and calling you and phoning you. Will it feel the same as your ex? No. Don't expect for it to. Because that's another way we self-sabotage ourselves, is that we're thinking, well, it doesn't feel the same, so it must not be right. It will never feel the same. It will never feel the same again with your ex, even if he does come back. So prepare yourself that things have changed permanently, but there is hope for you. There is a great thing happening. Men are still moving towards you, and you are moving up the tiers. You are no longer stuck attracting men where things don't work out, that frustrate you, where your dreams don't get to unfold and happen in life. You're moving up the tiers now. Again, you can learn more about quantum dating and Fem Tools for Dating. I do also discuss it in the ABCs to Get Him Back program. And if you need some extra support, consider my online group